Subject: overprotective son. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've got very loving children. I have two boys, and my oldest child is a girl. All my kids are grown now. My problem started years ago with a fight I had with my long-term boyfriend. The short version of the story: I came home from work to find him hanging out with my sons, 22 and 27 years old. We got into an argument about something stupid, and this fool made the mistake of putting his hands on me. Look, I've raised my kids primarily as a single mom all my life on the South Side. I can handle myself. This fight basically ended with my youngest boy taking me out of talking me out of putting a hole in the back of this idiot's head with my pistol. My sons took him out of the apartment and tightened him up, and that was the last time I ever heard or seen of him. Since then, my youngest has taken on the role of protector and almost terrorist against any man that looks my way. I've told him that he doesn't have to worry, but it's not sinking in. I'm 65 years old. I'm too darn old to be dating, but if a man catches my eye, I don't want him scared away by my son. Any suggestions on how to get through to my boy? This letter is good. And then it's scary good all at the same time. It's good that your sons have your back and won't let you be beat down by a man. That's love. And of course, it's respect for you as their mother. The scary good part is the line about they tightened him up and that was the last time you ever saw or heard from him. You just cannot put your hands on someone's mom. You cannot do that. I mean, where do they do that? No one's going to let you do that, and they're standing there. Your sons love you because you're a mature single woman. I guess they've taken on the role that your man would have if you weren't single. And so after that incident happened, when the man jumped on you, your son is just likely to be where he is, and he's going to be there for a while. He's on ready, set, go. He's just there as your protector until the man that, if you do meet a man and he wins their trust and can withstand their scare tactics, it's going to be like this for a while. Your sons were probably traumatized by what happened to you, and they just want the best for you. So all I can say to you is just you have to meet the right man, and the right man won't cause them to jump on you. That's it, Steve.
Yeah. Okay, what you meant to say at the end was, if when you meet the right man, it won't cause the boys to jump on him. That's what you meant, not on you, right?
It won't cause the boys to jump on the guy, not the you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean.
I just wanted to straighten that out.
Yeah, thank
just
you.
Just told about that. Because scared the hell out of me. That's why I got quiet.
I was like,
Steve.
These
boys jumping on their damn mama.
No, jumping on the guy jumping on his mom.
Shirley,
yeah.
I started reading through the letter.
I'm
jumped
sorry.
On his damn mama. I was all right with these boys.
First of all, I got excited. You know?
Yeah, the subject, overprotective son. All sons should be overprotective when it comes to mama. That's the rule. That's the rule of boyhood to manhood. If you ain't overprotective of your mama, what? I don't get that.
Right.
So that's natural. All right. You got in a fight with your long-term boyfriend. Now, you came home, found him hanging out with the 22 and 27-year-old. So evidently, he's trying to be cool with them. He must have thought he was way cooler with them than he thought. Because when he put his hands on you and they were there,
woo.
He must have thought, oh, these my dudes right here, man. I'm finna go on and handle your mama. Okay. Your youngest boy stopped you from shooting a man. Let's thank God for that. But then your boys took him out the apartment and tightened him up. And that was the last time I heard or seen him. Now, this is the beautiful part right here. Because the tighten up is what had to happen. Now, I don't know if he's in a hole buried in the backyard or he got his ass whooped and drove off and decided not to come back and get no more ass whoopings. I don't know what happened. But you've never seen or heard of this. So I like your boys already. I like your boys, whether he in a hole in the backyard or he is just scared to come back by. Because they did what they were supposed to do. Now, you are upset now because since then your youngest has taken on the role of protector and almost terrorist against any man that looks my way. First of all, what he saw happen to you shaped his thinking. So now, he ain't ever letting that happen again. Ain't nobody hitting my mama ever again. He done made the decision. So now, for you to say that, you know, he's a terrorist against any man that looks my way, and I've told him he don't have to worry, but it's not sinking in. You know why it ain't sinking in? Because your son know you don't know how to pick a man. You 65. What the hell was you doing with a long-term boyfriend at 65? No damn commitment, nothing. Your son sitting there watching this baloney go down. 65, long-term boyfriend. What the hell is a boyfriend at 60? This your man, your fiance, your husband. Which one is it? Boyfriend. And that's why your sons are jumping on all these dudes, because they know their mama don't know how to pick a man. Now, you want him to not worry about you. That's over. Yeah. You sitting up in here, I'm too darn old to be dating. But if a man catches my eye, if a man catch your eye, what? You know, already caught one eye. He done jumped on your ass in front of the boys. So the boys are finna put a stop to this. You really don't have a problem. The problem ain't your son.
What would make a man think he could jump on a son's mother in front of him?
Hey, man, I don't know what this fool was thinking. But
I
them sons
that.
Showed up. I was real happy about them boys. You got to be out your mind, jump on a woman in front of her son. Man, please.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.